Hi, this is Gerard. I'm trying to reach Rob Miller. I'll try to call back later. Just want to leave a short message, if this is the right number, to say that I'm bothered by the indirect problems that I may have caused. As the son of a musician, this is highly regrettable. If you feel like calling back, no, I better call myself later. Bye.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Just to sample it out, everybody say something real quick.
Something real quick.
Yeah.
Good. Words.
There we go. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to another thrilling episode of the Toilet of Hell Radio Show. It's your boy, Joe Thrash and Kill, joined by me, by my good friends, 365 Days of Horror. Say hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
And,
Brenoside.
Good morning, fellas. How are we all doing today?
Pretty good. Glad that we could open up the show with a word from our good friend, Gerard Mignon.
Oh, extremely good friend.
Yeah.
So good of a friend, we will thank him in the liner notes of this episode.
Yeah. We're in contact with Gerard. He's been opening my mind on a few things. And we'll
he sent you a lot of YouTube videos, and it's all making sense now.
Yeah, you know, at first I dismissed him as some kind of crank, but you know, when you really start thinking about these things.
Yeah. If you go to like the there's like wikis for this stuff, you know. People write things that are in a, and you can't write it down in a wiki unless it's true.
Well, I mean, you can even publish books about this kind of thing. Of course, your book will not get published in Germany for reasons that are unclear to me. But Gerard, he wrote himself a book that Rob Miller of Tau Cross is a big fan of. So big a fan that he gave some dap to Gerard in the liner notes of the new Tau Cross album, and in doing so, ended his band.
He is a bigot of a fan, if you will.
Hey, no, man, what a ballsy move! Thanking a prominent Holocaust denier in the liner notes of your new record as it's about to be released, and then in the process, getting your album canceled. Having every member of your band leave, and then the band itself just completely imploding.
Yeah.
Just galaxy brain shit right here. So, you know, not to get too far into it, but let's get a little bit into it. What do you think?
Number one, when the news broke, my first reaction was, who the fuck are these people, and how does everyone on the metal internet just immediately know who some underground band is at any given time?
Well, are you talking about Rob Miller?
Rob Miller, Tau Cross, Amoebix. I've been completely oblivious to the existence of a single note of any of this music. But the moment something like this dropped, everyone goes, really? I'm so shocked. And I'm just 100% convinced that these people like jump on YouTube and play a song before they get on Twitter and act like they're in the know. Cause I'm just completely, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know.
I think with Amoebix, crust punk, they fall under that like influential in quote sort of description where it's just like one of those bands that's just been around for 30 years and they're still doing the same thing. And because no one else really does it anymore because everyone moved on, they kind of get that status of being important or being, you know, exceptional or something, a representative of a genre that is particularly small to begin with. So I think it's one of those things where they're just like a name, they're a back patch.
Yeah, there are way more Amoebix patches in existence than people who have ever listened to their discography.
Excellent. More back patches than fans. Yeah. A common occurrence in the metal scene.
It's like, this is definitely on the punk side of things. So it's like up there with Subhumans or Crass. You know, bands that are legitimately awful, but people pretend to like because they got a cool logo.
I don't know anybody who would do that. Certainly not
but
all over the place.
Amoebix was, you know, definitely influential in the realm of like crust-punk. You know, not the greatest band in the genre, if you were to, you know, ask me as a expert on the subject matter, but Tau Cross, a supergroup of sorts, because yeah. You got their feller from Amoebix, and then you also got Away from Voivod.
Voivod, yeah.
So, there are other members too. I don't know who they are. Don't really care. I figure this band's, you know, rather than saying like you're canceled, sis, they're legitimately canceled. It does not exist anymore.
Yeah, they've been actually canceled out of existence.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
So I figured what I would try to do, because Gerard Minhuen, hit us up via email, and he asked me if I had Rob's contact info, I guess because Jason Kolke did an interview with Rob years ago in which none of these Holocaust-denying things came up. So he must have Googled that and thought that we would give him Rob's contact info. So I gave him the number for Toilet Radio. he's called me three times this weekend. I haven't been around to answer it because I've been out and about, but I wanted to be sitting here at the computer with the call recorder on so I could do my best English accent and get down to nuts and bolts as Rob.
Just have him call me, you know? I'll just be like, good morning, Gerard!
It would just my be like, cool. What's his name, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins just really cockney it up.
That's exactly what I wanted to do.
Oi, governor.
Oh, what's with all these Jews doing?
If you think you can call me in the morning and get some kind of Holocaust talk going about this here internet, then I'll be more than satisfied to do so for you, lad.
I think you just volunteered to do this job.
just complete nonsense. It's usually what I hear when
just pretend that you've been, you know, huffing glue for years. No, so if anybody like didn't for somehow you missed out on the story, Gerard Minhuen, he's a Holocaust denier. He wrote a book called "Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil," in which he stated that the Holocaust was the biggest lie in history. So that's a interesting thing. I think what made people so weirded out by this is that Amoebix was famously very left-wing, you know? But Rob, in the years since his youth, has, number one, become a baby boomer, which does bad things to your brain. He also got really into, I don't know, making swords and shit. And fell into the David Icke hole, which we have discussed a couple times on this show, where you get really into conspiracy theories and then, you know, you follow those for long enough and you end up with the feeling that maybe the Jews are behind all of this. So, love to see it, man. Love to see
it. Yeah, that's how it always goes, isn't it?
We briefly discussed this on the bonus show that I have yet to publish because I am slow. But Jordan, explain.
Explain what?
I mean, I think you know what we're talking about.
Well, you see, we got together at our annual meeting and we said, these Tau Cross boys, we can't let this music happen anymore. We have to rot Rob Miller's brain from the inside out. We have to make him say awful things and then double down and then triple down and then completely delete your like 5-page rant on Facebook defending yourself. It's all coming together. Moo-hoo, ha 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 ha.
Oh, so I see Zuckerberg was present at this meeting, and that's why the post got deleted. It makes perfect sense.
So we had Zucks, we had Spielberg.
Oh,
we had,
no.
Jeffrey Epstein wasn't there this time. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think he's probably predisposed at the moment.
It goes deeper than I thought.
We got news last night that Epstein might actually have to face some kind of consequences for decades of child molestation.
I think he's being set up.
By who?
I don't know. By someone else who's above his clout in the in like the alien messiah realm of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one's ever actually abused children. It's always a setup.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it.
If you really stop to think about it, you would never do it, right?
I mean, I wouldn't because I, you know, that's gross to me. Gross and right. unnatural.
So why would anyone? Doesn't make sense. It's a plot.
Checks out. Yeah. That's why nobody eats beets either.
Oh, dear.
That was a dumb comparison. I'm going to delete that.
Yeah. Oh, the beets one specifically. Nothing else you want to delete on this one, boss. I gotcha.
Turn okay. out of the skin.
So this week I've been seeing a lot of takes that kind of have branched off from this Rob Miller occurrence, where it seems like a lot of people, particularly people who follow the Jewish religion, are saying that, you know, they're not surprised. There's lots of anti-Semitism kind of rampant in leftist spaces. And I was a little surprised to hear that. But the more I thought about it, I could see how somebody who acknowledges the very real fact that we're being controlled and we're being lied to by higher powers would dig down a rabbit hole that was originally dug by complete morons who have no evidence and who have nothing but lies and goofballness to share. Kind of taking them to a conclusion like, oh, the Jews created it all and they lied about the Holocaust to gain sympathy.
I think there is some truth to that there is. I have seen among like the deranged edges of the left online sphere that there is some anti-Semitism. I feel like it's nowhere near as prevalent as it is on the right.
Really?
You know, nobody like wearing, you know, Nazi backpacks and shit like that going down to Portland to punch women. But it does happen. And I think that it comes from a place of, I guess, maybe taking your anti-Zionism way too far. So
there's anti-Semitism on the left, anti-Semitism on the right. Here I am stuck in the middle, a Jew.
Wow. Great. You want to continue the song?
No, I'm too sad.
There's a lot of lyrics for him to get on the spot. We're already really proud of that one.
That was pretty good. So yeah, this shit's pretty pretty lame. I would suggest that maybe it's a bad idea to look at people of a certain religious stripe and claim that they're responsible for the ills of the world. Generally speaking, it's more of a powerful people are bad, and not so much like folks that like to go to their synagogue or whatever house of worship you got to, you know, spend their Sunday are bad. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, it's like
that's my hot sorry. Take.
Yeah, it's like if you want to go down the rabbit hole, then let's look at some things that might be kind of logical. Let's say, oh, maybe the people who are in charge of the multi-billion-dollar energy industry have reasons to lie about how climate change isn't really a problem. Maybe we have reasons that the military-industrial complex might generate some sort of lie about how every military strike they've ever performed has been clean-cut and
precision proper strikes.
Precision strikes, and you know everybody involved was ISIS. You know, you can probably look into that and find that it's not always true. There's things out there. There's people lying to you all the time in major ways, but it's not about aliens. It's not about Jews controlling things. It's definitely not about the Holocaust being made up.
Yeah, I mean, like we have a bit of evidence. You know, they did kind of document their war crimes extensively.
Yes. They were very proud about what they did and why they were doing it. And that's one of the things that always blows my mind about this is because I just don't see the motive. Like, there's a lot of motivation to make it so that climate change is not a real thing that should just be swept under the rug. There's billions of dollars of motivation behind something like that. I don't see any sort of legitimate motivation behind making up something like that. I don't see it. I don't get it. It's just not. It's not something to dwell on because there's just I don't know. I guess I should read the book, huh?
I mean, yeah, it's available right now on Amazon for the low price of $14.88. So, you know, we can just use our Patreon money to buy this book.
Excellent. To Amazon.com.
According to Rob Miller, it had 4 out of 5 stars.
That is a fact that he brought up.
It legitimizes the whole thing. I shouldn't have spoke.
Should we
read it? Yes, we should.
Yes, not the book. The book, not the book. I mean,
Rob Miller's Descent into Insanity.
Yes, I think we should absolutely read that. Which of you boys would like to do the honor?
So we have his initial statement, and then we have his follow-up statement. So we can split this up.
Okay. The follow-up statement is really the money shot here, so I feel like, Brendan, you should take that one.
Will do. Are we just going to read the follow-up one?
Jordan, do you want to read the initial one?
I got to pull it up.
Okay. I'm going to fill some time here by recounting a hilarious anecdote. And I'm just about ready to start this anecdote any second now. It's a real doozy. If you guys like anecdotes, man, you wouldn't believe this one. Have you found it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So whenever I'm ready?
Whenever you're ready, pal.
Wait, I don't get the anecdote?
We'll get to it later.
Was there an actual anecdote, or were you just trying to kill time, even though we could stop the recording and edit stuff out?
You know what? Look, this isn't about me, okay? I didn't do anything wrong. This is about Rob Miller. So don't try to put your blame on me, okay?
I'm going to kick you out of a Starbucks in a minute. All right, here we go. I would like to second the sentiments of the other members of Tau Cross. I do owe them an apology for not explaining my lines of inquiry or the people who have influenced my view so dramatically over the past few years. They are not in any way to blame for anything. I have written or read, and I understand the need to distance themselves from that subject. I wish them all the very best in their futures and treasure the times we have shared together. The book, Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil by Gerard Moon, is available on Amazon and Kindle, and also in Goodreads, where it gets a consistent 4.5 stars out of 5. So not exactly obscure or unavailable, unless you live in Germany, where it is forbidden to engage in any conversation on some of the matters contained in those pages. These are a number of people languishing... I fucked it up again. There are a number of people languishing in prisons over there for expressing even a slight academic interest in the matter. So effectively, all discussion is shut down, and we live in a state of what can only be described as religious obedience. It is a religion, and anyone approaching the matter is in danger of being charged with heresy and publicly executed. What? Jesus. So you can feel free to examine yourself and see if you believe there is a good thing or not. As a singer in a band, I have always been serious about the truth, trying to refine the material and ideas to some kind of overarching theory. I cannot simply skim the material. I have to go into it and prepare to be changed by that journey. You can't do this accent anymore. That has happened on a number of occasions through reading Mnuchin's book, through John Lash and his work, through 9/11 research, through the Europa, the Last Battle video series that is constantly popping up and being pushed back down on YouTube.
Thanks, YouTube.
If I stop asking questions, I stop being true to myself, so I have no choice. For 99% of the people that have already made up their mind about me based on the words of another man written in a book they have not read, and that is enough to make a judgment. So on you go, joining the feeding frenzy of virtue signaling and outrage, like, but I stand by my endorsement of this book as it was such an important part of this journey. This is all commas. There's like no periods in this, so that's why I'm stretching this out as much as possible. This is not to say that I like the author, which is capitalized for some reason, as a person, or even know that much more about him. The book is primarily a collection of quotes and original source materials, a book to study and not for salacious gossip. Others will see what is real in this situation and what is not. Messengers of Deception is probably our best album to date. It continues the inquiry and finds it through the lens of the Gnostic heresy and what that really was, why it had to be completely eradicated, and what that means for our world today, the irony of having released a single about the Inquisition and the suppression of speech should not be lost on anyone. Love and light to all who want it. Rob Miller, Tal Cross, over and out.
Man, a lot of shit going on here. I think my favorite tidbit is, as a singer in a band, it's my mission to tell the truth. No, it's your mission to sing, dumbass.
Yeah, I think that's how that goes.
He gets so much wrong. Like, it's impressive how much wrong he gets. People being executed in Germany, they, as Metal Sucks pointed out, they haven't had an execution since, like, 1981.
Wow. If you say anything, goes against, you know, the public, gonna execute you publicly, pal. What happens here is that he gets made fun of by bloggers and dropped by his label, where he'll surely get his album picked up by some scumbag label now. Like,
do we have any guesses?
No Colors.
Oh, Profound Lore.
Profound Lore is a good one. World Terror. World Terror Committee.
Yeah, Seasons of Mist.
Oh, Sumerian Records. Seasons of Mist is tailor-made for this one, man.
Yeah.
But they probably, he would have to re-record it because all the other members who left the band, they probably wouldn't allow stuff that they worked on to be sold or put anywhere, right?
I would hope so.
He would have to pay out some kind of royalties at the least, at the very least.
Which this thing ain't going to make enough money for him to pay out royalties.
Right. So good fucking luck, Robbie. So he gets piled on in the comments. He gets made fun of and ripped apart savagely as one who's a complete moron is wont to do here on the old internet sometime.
Yep. He has a number of chuds that support him as well, which is not surprising because there are a lot of horrible fucking people out there. That's really disappointing to see. But again, we're surrounded by neo-Nazis, so it's good to have them at least make themselves known. Doesn't have to be a secret.
But not to inhibit Robert Miller's very important speech any longer, he had a follow-up to all the comments made in his direction regarding this whole event, and I'd like to go ahead and read that for everybody. So even though the comment was deleted, obviously by Mark Zuckerberg personally,
I don't think it was just the post that was deleted. I think the whole band page was deleted. Either that or I was banned because I responded to it, "Shut up, dork."
Well, that confirms it then. I mean, only Mark Zuckerberg has the power to delete an entire band page.
That's true.
Oh, I just tried to Google it. It says, sorry, this content isn't available right now.
Oh, it's disgusting. Free speech is in jeopardy, fellas. Keep note. But his words will be spoken nonetheless. So if you don't mind, let me do the follow-up. Robert Miller. Here we are.
You kids, you lot, you fucking wankers are in a prison. One that you created and you maintain. One that you built onto year by year and yet you never see. It maintains itself through the characters you represent. Both the gods and the snitches. Monitoring and judging every little detail of your fellow inmates. Telling tales of spring gossip. I cannot be a part of that. No walls, no guard, no wire, no yard. We are the perfect prisoner. You have created a hierarchy of victimhood, desperately scrambling for status on a ladder of the imaginary oppressed. Nice kids from nice homes still trying to fight against evil mummy and daddy. He literally writes mummy. Evil mummy and daddy. And that, for people who are not from the UK, that is not a Egyptian zombie wrapped up in toilet paper. Mummy and daddy, the people who gave you everything and who you turned your backs on. You live vicariously through a compromised media, themselves terrified of uttering an inappropriate phrase or idea. Furiously signaling their own virtues through self-censorship and speech regulation.
Love it. Love to see it.
Your movies sell you the same stories with an increasingly complex mixing of archetypes until there are no real stories of any value left. And still you consume. The worst thing is that you see yourselves as rebels of some kind. anti-system warriors against the vague patriarchy, quote-unquote. You are the system. You are the useful idiots that keep the cogs turning. You are the prison guards glued to your screens on the worldwide panopticon. You are the beast I despise and the whole reason I have spent my life seeking answers, immersing myself in the forbidden, the occult, the taboo, the places where there are still clues to how we got here and how we got back.
Just imagining, like, Rob Miller with the lament configuration, like, sitting there trying to expand to new pleasures and unknown taboos, and just a fucking Paul Joseph Watson YouTube video pops out.
That's all it is. It's definitely, I hope you got a lot of Pepe Silva memes in the comments.
You people set the dogs on me. You threw me under that bus without a moment's hesitation. And that shows your true nature. The imaginary friends of the internet. The curtain twitchers and tittle tattlers. Okay. I fucking made up, like, tittle-tattle as, like, a way to make fun of Cockney British people, I think, in an article recently, and I'm so glad it's confirmed here that they say that kind of moron.
You fucking curtain twitches.
You winky-bonk longy-longs.
Tittle-tattlers.
The town hall gossip's an international knitting circle. You are not people I would want on my side in any kind of struggle. To the very few men and women who have reached out on their own initiative, I salute you. We are brothers and sisters, a crazy family who may disagree fundamentally with what one another has to say or the opinions we hold, but we will fiercely defend their right to do so. And that is the difference between the prisoner and the free man, the winnowing and separation of the wheat from the chaff. Some of you passed the test, and many did not. I made a decision about Town Cross. It is a band that I created and nurtured on my own for 1.5 years. In the bitter disappointment of the Amoebics breakup, I wrote all the original material and retained the banner as my own intellectual property, I do. Do with that as I wish. I am releasing Michael Langevin from Town Cross. He should not be associated with this band in any manner in future, apart from the material that he has contributed, which has always been remarkable, and I have thought of him as a dear friend. However, the association with this stigma is something people must choose or lose.
It's a little Australian at the end there, I'm sorry.
No, I love this. This is great to listen to for me.
Andy Lefter is released with immediate effect. He has managed to embody the twin roles of Victim and Judas on far more occasions than we were strictly necessary, and we share nothing in common anymore, philosophically or ethically.
I love to embody the twin roles of Victim and Judas.
And also Judas. I love.
On far more occasions than are necessary. That's my favorite.
I love to be betrayed and then betray. That's my favorite too.
The remaining members will probably leave of their own accord and are encouraged to do so should they feel pressured. But that is a welcome place here for anyone brave enough to stay. I will continue this band even if it becomes a sad one-man dog and cassette making venture. It has never been about fame or money. It has been about the journey for truth, the places that take us, and the need to remain true to ourselves. I feel this episode is demonstrating something of primary importance, and these words from the song are both prophetic and illuminating, they are. So you seek the truth, embrace her, while you may walk into the fire. You and I shall never die. We become the flame, burn with me. Rob Miller, Town Cross, July 2019, my good man.
Incredible. It's just all reminds me of that ancient 4chan meme about, like, you may take me down, but you cannot destroy the ideas that illuminate and consume us all. Can kill a man, but you can't kill an idea. And then it's just a close up on the guy's brain. It's just saying the N-word.
Or it's just like superimposed over a picture of a mud kip or something.
Yeah. So that was hilarious, and it was sadly not up for very long before he deleted it, I assume, because he has somebody left in his life that cares about him.
Wow. Yeah, it was definitely a screen cap for sure. You guys got to make sure, like anyone listening, screen cap this stuff. Always screen cap it because we're going to need it later. Trust me.
Yep. Thanks to Robin from Drunk in a Graveyard for screen capping everything. You the real MVP. Let's go ahead and have a little panel here. Jordan, what do you think about this this very eloquent statement?
There's no helping him. And I get that feeling a lot when I see these kind of rants and these mental gymnastics of being a victim, but also blaming other people for things that haven't even happened. When people say virtue signaling, when people mention doing 9/11 research, they're too far gone. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's someone is too sucked into the internet and seeing bad videos on YouTube, and that's kind of replaced their constructive thinking. And a Facebook comment saying you're a fucking dork is funny as hell, but like there's nothing you could do that will make them go, oh, you know what, you're right. So good on the rest of the members of the band for piecing out, and praise to Relapse for cutting this off at the knees before it even came out.
Straight up, good on Relapse, because this is going to lose them a bundle of money.
It definitely would. It's too bad. Like Jordan said, this people like this are totally beyond help, and it's kind of insidiously built within the conspiracy theory. Is that any sort of reasoning, any sort of backlash, it's all part of this machine, which he has convinced himself is that is something to be fought. Like, you cannot sit down and reason with this person, because he thinks that you trying to reason with him means that you're already bought. You're already part of the system. You're beyond help. He thinks that he's onto the truth and everybody else is not. And there's really no coming back from that when someone gets that way.
Is a mindset where people think because everyone is mad at me and calling me a dumbass, I must be on the right path.
Yes, exactly.
And I gotta say that it's probably not true, man. If everyone is really fucking mad at you, you might not be doing the right thing. You might just be an asshole. but yeah, man, this is the danger of letting your boomer relatives get on YouTube. Their brains are not very developed. They see a poorly made video and they're like, well, this must be true. I just watched it. They don't have the bullshit filter that comes with actually engaging with the internet for a while.
But at the same point, this is happening to younger people too, who've grown up in the age of heavy, heavy social media use and YouTube. Like, it's not just old people. There's a whole new crop of young people that are believing in this stuff too.
Yeah, and I think that we've definitely discussed this a bit, and that YouTube is kind of a right-wing radicalization device with the way that certain parties have really played the algorithm to get a handful of, well, I mean, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but it's true, billionaire-funded right-wing groups at the top of your YouTube suggestions constantly. I mean, it's not, it sounds far-fetched, but it's definitely the truth that, like, the Heritage Foundation, the Koch brothers, they fund people like Prager University and Ben Shapiro. You can look that up. That's a true fact. And they put their weight behind it so that they can further radicalize people that spend way too much time on YouTube.
Well, the thing about that is it's so possible. It's so possible to fuck with an algorithm. So that's something that can perk yours up and go, oh, okay, maybe this is a thing, because there's some possibility to it. You cannot fund some worldwide lie with footage and crisis actors and like just total history built behind something that really happened. I don't know. It's like, I think we're so stuck in a screen that if we read something about something being a lie and we read things about stuff being made up, it's very easy for us to think, okay, somebody wrote this Wikipedia page as some kind of a cover-up or something.
I mean, the Nazis took tons of pictures. They have tons of documents. You can go visit the concentration camps to this day. It's not something that was... The idea, I don't know, I just don't understand Holocaust denial because it is so conclusively true.
These are the people that think that if you try to fly in a plane, you'll like end up at the tip of the earth or something. They clearly have never been on a plane because if they traveled at all and gained any sort of culture or insight, they wouldn't fucking be this way.
I mean, Rob Miller has probably traveled the world a time or two, I would say.
Which is even more obscene to me.
It's really disheartening to see this, especially, you know, as we mentioned before, what was once a person that had, I mean, pretty anti-authoritarian left views buying into this Nazi apologia.
I've always been confused by the Nazi apologia of... you know, the Holocaust being made up, because it's like, wouldn't it make more sense if you were a Nazi and you know about the Holocaust and just being like, yeah, that was awesome. Like, I don't know. I just don't understand that whole point of view. It's like, yeah, the Holocaust was made up, but I really want one this time.
Oh, well, yeah. It's to delegitimize. That's why. It's now the thing isn't to say the Holocaust didn't exist. It's to say, yes, it existed, but it's not as bad as people say. Because they want to take like the 6 million number and be like, well, it wasn't that much. It was 500,000. And it's that slight delegitimization and it's that slight change in perception where it creates this little kernel in young people and people's thinking that, like, yes, it existed. We know these camps existed. It's right there. But it wasn't that bad. And that's kind of where this galaxy brain thinking starts, is with that little twist of facts and logic.
I mean, just if we were to take that argument at face value that they say, well, it's not as high as that number, does it somehow make it better that, say, 500,000 people were systematically executed than saying more people were systematically executed? Like, it's a fucking travesty against humanity. Like, either way.
I think for them it does, because it puts it more on an even playing level for other tragedies that have happened in the world. It's not the big one. It's just part of a bunch of bad things. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. And it's still like, just as a person that thinks that maybe we shouldn't ethnically cleanse people. It's weird to me to want to like try to force rank crimes against humanity.
Yeah, that's all. That's a very common whataboutism, is when people bring up Stalin death count versus Hitler death count.
I mean, I don't want to be a centrist here, but can both be bad?
Yeah. Can we just stop murdering people?
Yeah. You know, the U.S. itself is guilty of systematically eliminating the native population here, as well as like Canada and Australia. Like, all of these things are bad, and I think they should be treated as, you know, the atrocities that they are. And this weird desire to say, well, that one wasn't that bad. It's fucked up to me. Like, it's you're just further dehumanizing yourself. That's my hot take.
Yeah, lots of fun. I don't know. I'm glad the guy's kind of getting, like, I'm glad that this guy's really getting what he deserves this time. I'm glad the whole band is just fucking right off, and that the label's dropping them, and I'm glad that the usual support network of chuds is not so apparent this time around, and that this guy's having a really hard time right now. Like, this is what should happen. With that said, I know that he's using that as like evidence for the powers that be trying to destroy him when it's his own dumb fucking mouth.
Yep. And you know, I think every episode I say it now, but watch for Rob Miller to try to waylay his newfound fame among a certain circle into that sweet right-wing grift.
Oh, there it is. I know it, man. He's going to get his shit on Bandcamp, and it's going to sell thousands. It's going to do really well, which is why at least I'm – the positive mark of that is that he has to pay royalties to the members that were involved. He has to. There's no legal way around it. So, of course, he's going to get it online. Of course, people who want to hear the music are going to hear the music. And hopefully the right people get paid for all their efforts. But this guy's going to get paid, too. So I wouldn't do it if I were any of you people listening.
I'm going to go ahead and do a quick Google here. You guys keep talking. And I'm just going to see if I can't find my worst suspicions confirmed.
He'll probably find other people to play the music for him. You know, if Tim Lambesis can reform his band with the original members after trying to murder his wife, I don't see why he couldn't find a couple other people, like-minded or otherwise, to restart up under the same band name. I mean, geez, Trip Eason from Static X has a new band, and he actually had sex with an underage girl and went to prison for it.
Yes. And it just goes to show you that, like, the As I Lay Dying fans, like, showed up for him.
They and that sold was something out a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
They're touring, like, Latin America next.
Oh, they fucking showed up. And it just goes to show they're a bunch of, like, over-tattooed morons with that are wearing wife beaters and are wife beaters. Like, I have no respect for As I Lay Dying fans at all. If you appreciate the music in any way, it's like you – I can't wrap my head around how you could still throw support behind this guy and give him his life back. Like, nobody is owed fame. Like, nobody has a right to retribution, to coming back and getting on the stage again. I don't understand the entitlement that some of these guys have to, like, their big major comeback story, especially after the shit they do.
Because they're real sorry.
I think that this situation will differ a little bit from the Tim Lambesis situation. And that you've got a legion of Amoebics fans out there that have some kind of ideological commitment that, say, As I Lie Dying fans did not have. You know, you got dudes that are, and ladies, of course, that are committed to anti-racist causes, you know? So I think that basically taking a big fat dump on all of those fans and all of their beliefs is probably an extremely poor idea. So I don't think he'll be pulling the same revitalization of career as Tim had.
Exactly. But it's going to be a start of a new career, because this is probably endeared him to a whole group of people who didn't know him before. So
that's
it's
where
switching
I'm going with
one
that.
From the other.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
He'll find the money and acceptance among complete Nazis and will become one himself.
Yes.
Like, that's his option here. But that's the point I was getting at, is that he's not going to have that same effect. Like, As I Lay Dying fans proved themselves morons by this fact, whereas Amoebics fans proved themselves to actually be okay. And we're seeing back patches getting cut off and the like online. So, yeah. You know, happy for that.
I was having a conversation about that last night with some folks. It's like, you've completely ruined your legacy, you know, among this huge segment of fans. So good for you on doing that. I went and I saw a show last night. I went out and did the thing. I went and saw a black metal show, actually.
What? Who'd you see?
Yellow Eyes, Death Spirit, and Ruins of Beverest.
Ah, I see.
And I only saw one dude wearing a Chud shirt, so I thought that was a pretty good turnout for a black metal show.
It's a pretty good ratio. Pretty good ratio. My wife and I were at a Lowe's just 2 days ago. We were purchasing a washer and dryer. We're done with laundromats. So we're standing around the Lowe's for half an hour waiting for someone to notice that we're very interested in washers and dryers, and everybody just walked right past us like we were, like, shit at the bottom of a shoe. And one of those people was a guy, like, loudly and proudly wearing his Burzum shirt to work.
Like, working at Lowe's?
Yeah.
Oh, my
like
God.
With his Lowe's vest and a Burzum shirt. And I was just like, okay, I think we can leave.
You didn't buy a washer and dryer, did you?
No.
Okay, so no. Listen to me on this.
Well, I did, but somewhere else.
Okay, fuck.
Well, what were you going to say?
Do not buy a new washer and dryer. Like, get on Craigslist, get on Facebook Marketplace and buy a used one, because people constantly sell perfectly good washers and dryers because they're, like, moving. Like, it happens every week. And you can get a fucking gem of a deal on those, because nobody wants to move a washer and dryer.
Yeah. Well, the concern being that I just got this little Toyota Prius. I don't really have many friends with pickup trucks, et cetera. So it's like, I don't really, one of my major concerns, and I had considered what you're saying, is that I really wouldn't have had a way to get it in there by myself. So outside of renting a whole U-Haul and going through all that mess again, I just thought, fuck it. I'm just going to buy some new ones. And, you know, the new ones are pretty snazzy, but this isn't the washer and dryer show. This is something of a metal show. So we'll move on.
I mean, I'm always trying to offer tips for people to stay thrifty. And
yeah, and that's a great tip. If you got a pickup truck.
And I do. Yeah. I'll help you move.
Cool, man.
Isn't
come
your
on
house
up.
Falling apart?
Yeah, but my washer and dryer, though 20 years old, work great.
So you have something to float on when everything goes to, south.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I told you I replaced my flooring the other day, and I got to replace another section of it because more water got underneath it. So cool. Very cool.
Nice, man.
I forgot where I was going with this. Jordan, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I didn't do anything for the 4th, so meh. I did see Men in Black yesterday, which... don't bother.
I wasn't gonna.
I didn't. It wasn't my choice to go, but
I went and saw Midsommar on the 4th.
How was that?
Did you guys see Hereditary?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, man.
I don't feel like being disturbed while watching movies.
But it's an A24 film, right?
Yeah. I thought Hereditary was one of the more disturbing movies I think I've ever seen. Is undeniably like a really good movie, just one that I have zero desire to ever watch again because it was tough, you know, like emotionally and shit. And Midsommar, I think, is a more, to use the word lightly, fun movie, but still insanely hard to watch. So, you know, take that what you will. It's there's really nothing else like it at the theater right now. If you're a horror fan, if you like to watch really fucked up shit, you know, go check it out. Just, you know, I don't know, man. It's tough.
Well, flipping through the listings of movies that were in theaters yesterday, I noticed not one movie was an hour and a half or less. Like, everything is over 2 hours now, and it's so exhausting. It doesn't need to be.
Oh, actually, I did see a shorter movie the other day that was really good, and that I think that a lot of people probably missed out on.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Good Life of Dogs, too.
No, but good guesses. Child's Play, the new Child's Play movie.
Oh, no shit.
With Aubrey Plaza as the mom, for some reason. I was not expecting anything from this movie, but it was really good. It was way better than any of the other movies in the Chucky franchise. Like a complete reboot of it, reimagining of the story it really fits, you know, our modern era. And it had me feeling like a lot of emotion for Chucky for like 3/4 of the movie, like really sympathizing with him.
Really?
Yeah. Which, you know, is not the case with any of the other ones. He's just a fucking asshole for every other movie.
Which made him great, man. I don't know. You can't really... It's like what they did with Freddy Krueger, made him all sympathetic for the new one. It kind of fucked the whole thing up.
Oh, yeah.
He's just supposed to be a scary serial killer guy.
Yeah, in the... It wasn't the thing with the reboot. He was falsely accused of molesting those kids, whereas in the other one, he definitely molested those kids.
Which goes back to what I'm saying, which everyone has been falsely accused. It's a setup.
Mm.
No. It's a callback.
Yeah.
Grade A callback.
We're going to edit that.
you're see, guys, my speech is being prohibited.
Ah, fuck.
That's what happens when you deal with, you know, prisoners in your own walls that you built yourselves.
But I'm going to go ahead and say that one. You got the Joe recommendation, a good time at the movie theater, which I guess you got to go probably to the Dollar Cinema now. Child's Play. That's the recommendation of the week.
That's another thing that sucks is that all the horror movies are in theaters for like a minute and a half and then they're out.
Yep.
You can't, Avengers will be in there for 4 months, but any given horror movie, you're lucky it's there for like 4 days. It's just
they don't make money.
Yeah, I tried to see Us, for instance, and it was way out of theaters by the time I was ready to go take a day off to go to the movie theaters, which is very rare because, like you guys said, it's several hours you got to spend at these fucking things.
Us is so good, though.
Yeah, I've heard, and I was like kicking and screaming because some guys were trying to talk about it with like spoilers at work, and they gave me this shit about like the statute of limitations and spoilers, and I was just like, guys, it's like out of theaters. There's no way for me to watch it. I'd have to actually go online to some sketchy virus-laden Chinese website and with Chinese subtitles try to watch it while some guy has like his Canon camcorder on it if I wanted to see it and know what you guys are talking about. But
I'm definitely ordering the Blu-ray of Us. That will make three Blu-rays that I own.
I'm actually surprised you still own a player of some sort. A lot of people I know don't.
I have my Xbox that I just
put in there. Yes.
Because I'm a gamer.
Capital G.
Yeah. You know, I feel like my rights as a gamer have been trampled upon.
I didn't realize that we had such intersectionality among us. You're one of the most oppressed and marginalized among us who are.
Yeah.
They're just the most downtrodden in our current society.
Yeah. You know, we really have it covered on the show. You know, Jordan, of course, is of Jewish heritage. Brendan, you're of the most oppressed race, Irish.
Yes. We were slaves too, you know.
And of course, I am a gamer. So
that's really all you are. it's like, oh, I was just an Englishman that went to Texas eventually.
I don't know what I am, and I don't want to ever know, because I don't want to ever have that discussion. Like, well, actually, I'm part Welsh.
Nobody. You knows. Know you're 99% Italian.
Do not do that, okay? Not on the air.
I'm pinching my fingers together as we speak, waving them in the air.
I am American white trash, and that's good enough for me. I'm not trying to split hairs about being 0.1% Cherokee or whatever the shit. It's whatever, dude. None of this matters.
it's just how many shades of white you are, you know. And I my wife did the whole ancestry.com thing, and I know there's a lot of controversy behind why people say not to do that or do that or whatever, but it was legitimate for her because her family had a lot of tall tales about where they came from, and you know, there was just a lot of questions there that she had totally answered in many hilarious ways. For myself personally, I don't want to know. Like, I know I'm very Irish. I know my great grandfather was like an off the boat Irishman, and that's all I need to know. I don't want to know where the hell else kind of dirty ass white people I come from.
I mean, yeah, it's, I'm sorry, Mr. Sullivan, but it seems like things are fairly cut and dry with you.
Yeah, it's like when Bugs Bunny made the face when he made fun of Irish cops, like, that's my face. Like, I got that little nose and like the big upper lip and everything. It's pretty cut and dry.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You're just like spinning your billy club.
All right, Ned boys, that's enough of that now.
You're just the Notre Dame fighting Irish logo in
time
uniform.
To get in the party wagon.
I'm confusing things now because I know we talked about this a little bit on the bonus show as well.
I'm Dean Brown, and I'm tired of all the SJWs.
Did Dean have a take on the whole Rob Miller thing?
Of course he did. Of fucking course he did. It's the typical fare. It's the same as it always is, where everybody's virtue signaling. I'm going to listen to the band regardless. It's a damn shame they're gone. That kind of stuff, right?
Cool. Way to take a stand.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard the single that came out before for Talcross for this new record before all the hubbub, and I was kind of shocked by how poor it sounded. Like, it sounded like it was not mixed very well or something. It's just kind of garagey in a way that was not very becoming of the music or the band or anything. So, I mean, sure, but those riffs, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like supergroups are usually pretty bad.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. There, we talked about it. There's no good one. Not a single good, except for those damn Yankees.
they're the best. It's like we've said in previous episodes. You got a bunch of guys who, through fame alone, have decided to get together from enough talks backstage, and they have no chemistry. They have really no way to work together, and they do end up sounding very garage-like as an attempt.
Yeah, because they just record stuff and send it back and forth, and never actually meet and write things.
I'm sorry, as we're talking, I'm watching this mother who can be no less than 420 pounds walking her very barely able to walk baby without any shoes on in 92 degree weather, like across the blacktop. Ooh. And it is just, it is something to behold.
That's not good on the feet.
Yeah. I can't imagine this kid feels very good, but I don't know.
There is one supergroup that I think we forget about because it wasn't actually, you know, ever given a full record or a band name or anything that mm-hmm. like that. But do you remember a little movie called The Three Musketeers?
And it's all for love.
Who was that, Brian Seltzer?
Brian Adams.
Adams.
Brian Seltzer.
Just got like a swing beat in the background.
Brian Seltzer. Sting. Wasn't it Paul McCartney?
No, it was Brian Adams, Sting, and Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
I meant Brian Adams. It was one of the Brians.
I really don't know how we should close this episode, so I feel like we should just play All for Love.
I don't want people to at me with Bloodbath as the one good example of a supergroup. I don't care.
Don't at the man, okay?
Don't at me with, what about Bloodbath? Everybody's always got some fucking what about whenever I try to say something. I don't care. I know
they're
who Bloodbath
fine.
Is. I'll say it anyway. They're fine.
You guys want to call it? Anything else you want to add?
Well, when it comes to these sorts of situations where you kind of have to unite against the bad stuff, against the conspiracy theorists that have these really toxic views that could actually be damaging to society, I think that we have to unite, you know, not just all of us, but one of us, you know, because in this tough world, it is all for one, but at the same time, it should be one for all.
One for love.
And one for love.
All right. See you next time. And we love you.
All right. Keep it metal, bros. We promise on the next show we might try to as well.
Go fuck yourself with the sword you make, Rob Miller.
Yeah.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.